This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here, and she's got a list of festivals to attend this weekend. So if you're looking for food, art, or history in the Granite State, well, we've got you covered. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So let's start with the festival category of food. There are a lot of food fests this weekend.
There are. You know, this is one of my favorite weekends every kind of late summer is this weekend when you get a big lump of food festivals, lots of different foods to choose from. Two of the big ones in Manchester, what used to be kind of known as the Latino Festival, is taking place on Saturday in Veterans Park. And then also there is a Middle Eastern festival taking place starting today, Friday evening, and running through Sunday at Our Lady of the Cedars Church.
Now, when we say Middle Eastern, what do we mean? What's the cuisine?
Well, so the church really has Lebanese origins, and that's really what they're focusing on there. You know, if you look at the menu and if you go to a lot of the, you know, Greek food festivals, you're going to see a lot of similarities. Chicken and lamb kebab, some pastries. There's one that's very similar to baklava, as well as things that are a little different, shawarma, things like that. But so even the ones that are maybe sort of familiar, they're going to be made in a little bit different way, you know, slightly different flavors involved. So just a really good chance if you've never had Lebanese cuisine, but maybe you're familiar with Greek cuisine, to really branch out.
What's something unique that you're looking forward to?
Well, definitely the shawarma. And I think that was a recent addition. I was talking to one of the organizers and that has done really well. They also have tabbouleh and falafel. So some things that you can't always find other places.
Okay, let's talk about the We Are One Festival. This is the Latino Festival, but they're teaming up this year, aren't they?
They are. So in years past, you had the Latino Festival and then maybe a weekend or two later, there was an African Caribbean Festival. This year, both groups are coming together and they're going to have a big festival. Everybody is coming with their music and food. And I think this is a pairing that works really well because even in the Latino Festival or the African Caribbean Festival, you could absolutely see the influences of, you know, the other cultures. So here you're really going to get a chance to see, you know, through food, for example, food from the islands, you know, food from Latin America. There's an El Salvadorian dish on the menu. I know there's some food planned from Nigeria and Tanzania. So you really get to see the whole spread.
And there are other food festivals around the state, too. There's one in Concord. It's the Pork Fest in Cookout. What's this?
Yes, this is happening on Sunday from noon to a little after 2 at Merrill Park. And this is hosted by Grace Episcopal Church. It's a fundraiser for one of the programs they have that provide meals for school children. So you come and you get some roast pork.
Okay. Any other festivals we should note?
And then just over the border down in Lowell, they're having their annual Southeast Asian Water Festival. This is on Saturday all day. And there you're really going to see a focus on food and culture from Thailand, Cambodia, and Laos.
All right, no need to go hungry this weekend. Okay, festival category, art.
This is a Greeley Park Art Show weekend. So Saturday and Sunday in Greeley Park in Nashua, you're going to get their big art show. I think it is the 61st annual.
This isn't just a display. This is a competition.
Yes. So there are, you get the group of artists participating is a combination of full-time artists who really make their living at this, as well as people who are kind of part-time artists. They're going to be selling these items and they'll be judged as well. But it's not just the grown-ups. The kids are also going to be judged. There's a competition on Sunday. And what's really fun about this is Sunday morning is when you bring the pieces to be judged. So if you've got a kid who's maybe been in art camp all summer or working on some pieces for fun, they can bring one of those to the park on Sunday and enter them into the competition. And I think the categories start as young as 6 years old.
So you get a chance to kind of encourage your budding artist.
Oh, absolutely. They can, you know, bring their work and then see some professional artist work as well.
Okay. Festival category, history.
Tonight in Portsmouth from 5 to 8 p.m., it is the Portsmouth Twilight Tour. And this is a chance, as they say, to see some historic Portsmouth buildings literally in a new light.
When you say a new light, you mean candlelight, I presume.
Yes. So you're going to get to see sort of a twilight towards the end of the day. A lot of these historic homes, you know, Revolutionary period and even before that, that are usually, they close for the day, usually around 5 p.m. About 8 of them are going to be open. And, you know, you buy a ticket, you get to go to 8 of the different places. Each location is, you know, doing an exhibit or maybe having refreshments and some live music. So just a lot of different chances to see history. Again, history in the evening.
Food, art, history. There's a festival for just about everybody in the Granite State this weekend. We will have links to all of it at our website at nhpr.org. Hippo editor Amy Diaz, thanks so much.
Have a great festival weekend.